This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. The first hearing on several bills filed to change Louisiana's marijuana laws was held in the House Criminal Justice Committee Thursday. It included this warning from Mike Renazza with the Louisiana Sheriff's Association.
It always starts with lessening the penalties. It ends up with legalization.
The bill, authored by New Orleans Representative Austin Badon, would reduce penalties for second and subsequent marijuana possession and prevent simple possession from being counted toward three strikes and life imprisonment. Renazza asked committee members to search their souls.
Pause and reflect about the direction that we want to take.
Kevin Kane, head of the conservative-leaning think tank, the Pelican Institute, spoke for the bill.
This is a bill that actually does take us in the right direction. Simple possession of marijuana being a felony simply offends really most anybody's sense of justice.
Several committee members, including New Iberia Representative Terry Landry, a former state police commander, and Baton Rouge Representative Dalton Honore, a former sheriff's deputy and the author of a bill similar to Badon's, asked the author to voluntarily defer this measure. He did so reluctantly.
I have a smile on my face somewhat, but I'm pretty ticked right now.
Badon said the Sheriff's Association had assured him they would not oppose his bill. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.